Well, 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 you stumbled upon our vault. We have some classic episodes here, although we did rename ourselves Two Owls, One Pod. Enjoy. Do not forget to rate and review us. Thanks for your support.
I could put you in the brig for what you've done, but I won't do it.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm Al Romas. That is Al Du.
Time out.
Charm giving me the what?
I want you to start again because your first words were robotic until you said talking. Start from the top, please.
Oh. All right. Take two.
You in the brig for what you've done, but I won't do it.
Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. We're the spinoff of the web series The Two Dicks. I'm Al Romas. That's Al Ducharme. And we have a little housekeeping to do to start off the podcast. I just want to throw this out there because I was on Twitter this morning and we got a guy rated and reviewed the podcast and he put a picture of it on Twitter and tweeted it at us, which was nice. Nice review. And if you're listening to us, give us a review on iTunes or anywhere you get your podcasts. Give us a review. Rate the pod. We need ratings and reviews. So somebody did it, and I was happy to see it. And that's all we ask. We ask you to join the Patreon. And we have three new members, by the way, Alfredo.
I know.
Three new patrons of the Patreon.
That means my Netflix bill is covered.
No, we take all the money and put it into the pod.
We do, actually. We're so in the hole with this thing. That's and the web series. But hey, by the way, that was Shoot the Flick on Twitter, and it said gave us a 5-star rating. It said very funny. The Two Dicks Big Owls are very funny. It is a goofy show with two stand-ups goofing around and having a good time. I feel like they're buddies just shooting the shit on your couch. Definitely tune in. How about that?
See, and then the guy was listening because he wrote the Big Owls. In our last episode, we talked about how we hate Big Al.
So and that was deep. Well, and that was deep into the podcast, the Big Al conversation.
Well done there. Shoot the cock or whatever it was. Shoot the sperm. What was it? Shoot the flicks. Was it one of the cum boys?
Just don't shoot the dicks.
Shoot the flicks. Don't shoot the dicks, please. That's all we ask. So I thought that's great. So give us a review. Rate it. It takes a minute. I mean, we're not even asking to, you know, although we do have three new patrons. I should yell out their names. Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Chase and Warren. Three people. Joining the Patreon, join yourselves. Go to patreon.com/thetwodicks. $5 a month, $10, $25, whatever you want to do, help support the dicks. But in the meantime, rate the pod and review it. Give us a rating, give us a review, and we'll read it. We'll read the goddamn thing on the air. And
who's the woman's
name? Your name out there.
I'm sorry, it escapes me. Our new Patreon member, her name is
Kelly.
Kelly, you said Kelly. Chase Warren is what you said. Chase Warren.
Kelly, Chase, and Warren. Yeah. Well, those are three names. Those are three separate people.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You said, hey, by the way, you said Kelly, Chase, and Warren is what you said, but you know me. I like to play with the words.
Oh, okay. Look, you know what? Why am I holding the old black and white mug?
I asked myself. I did.
And ask me why? Why?
Why are you holding up the old dated mug? The Two Dicks Talking Dicks mug.
Yeah. Why? Well, I was having some Joe in the newer podcast version. Oh, you got the old one too going.
This is. You have the prototype.
I was drinking some Joe in the mug. Out on the deck on the ship. I'm on the ship, as you know, and I put it down next to me, and then I decided to go get some lunch, and I walked away, forgetting I ever had a mug, and a day or so passed, and then I was in my room going, hey, I think I'll go get some Joe, and I reached down where my mug would be, and there was no mug. Gone. And that was over a day ago. I went to the guest relations, like they're going to have it. I go, hey, anyone turn in a mug? And then the guy goes, I don't know. We have a, like, what does it say? I go, what, has like a microphone? And it says the talking dicks. And, you know, the language barrier, the whole thing.
What? Oh, my God. What?
The talking dicks. What? The talking what? Dicks. Talking dicks. And no, they did not have it. So in the boiler room somewhere, you know, Hugo from the Ukraine is working on the water pump, drinking mud out of a Talking Dicks comedy podcast mug right now.
Well, I would have approached it a little differently. I would have said, how would you it's called the Talking Detectives. The Talking Detectives. Mm-hmm. I would have gone with that. Mm-hmm. And then see what happens.
Yeah.
Or the you know, yeah, they call detectives dicks back in the day. And then he'd still be looking at you because he's 29. What is this?
Right. He didn't know anything.
Why does the penis talk?
Yes. But I couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't know if it's age or just what the fuck, but a full day passes and then I'm like, hey, where's my mug? I walk away from the stupid thing. Just left it. So,
well, it could have been taken when you were just... At any point, you could have been looking down on your phone and it was on the edge of the table and someone just came by and put it in the big gray thing. You should.
Yeah, but it was a deck. I was on deck four with its chairs, no tables. So it was next to my foot. I walked away from it. Just literally left it there.
When did you ask?
So I've ordered a new one.
When did you ask your guest services? Because you're a detective, goddammit. You should be able to find out where this mug is.
Yesterday, the day start of a new cruise, you know, everything would be turned in. I went there at 10 a.m. or so, and no, we do not have it. No. So, you know, I don't have it. So, but I ordered a new one. I ordered another one. So in 5 or 6 weeks, I will have, what is that face you're making? What is that about?
For my thumbnail.
Oh,
I'm listening. I'm listening to, I can multitask and make a goofy face at the same time. You
anyway, so I ordered a new mug. So maybe in 5 or 6 weeks or by the time I leave here, because I'm leaving earlier than I thought, sir. I thought it would be October.
This is news.
Breaking news.
This just in. 80,000 people are now, what, being released from the cruise ships?
Well, it's going to be 5 entertainers or 7 entertainers because the ship is going to sail to England, I think, for dry dock. And we will not be going. So I will be getting off the ship. I don't know if I'll go to another ship or I'll go home. I don't know the details.
You do have a contract, right? Is it the one-way contract? Well, no,
I have a thing.
It's a one-way. Yeah, it's a one-way contract.
Yeah, it said to through October. So, but I'm fine either way.
Are you compensated?
I'll go to another one and finish it. What do you mean am I compensated?
You have to be compensated to the end of your contract. They can't just say, when are you getting off? How many weeks earlier?
About 5.
That's significant. About
5 weeks.
So you're half celebrating.
I'm good either way. If I go home, that's great. All right, I'm ready to go. But if they say, hey, you want to do another ship for 5 weeks, go somewhere else, I'll go, yeah, I'll do that. You know what I mean?
You might want to do another ship for 29 days or something so that you don't have to be on the crew list.
I wouldn't mind. And I had the kind of, you know, like, oh, I want to make this amount of money. So we'll see. Either way, I'm fine with it. You know, I mean, I've come this far. Let's just finish it up.
We've seen your cabin. You have come quite a bit.
Hey, wait a second.
We went blue again.
A blue. That was a blue light alert. That was blue light everywhere alert. I did a show last night, by the way, and there was a woman in the third row or something, and she's laughing, and I said something. I forget how. She's been on 5 weeks now, this woman and her husband. 5 weeks they've been cruising. And I go, oh, you, and she goes, we've been here 5 weeks. I go, what? She goes, this is our 11th time seeing you. 11 times. People I know have not seen me 11 times. You know what I mean? Family members have not seen me 11 times. I go, do you want to come up here and just do the act for me? Seriously, I'd like to sit down. I'll sit down with your husband. You come up, and she's just laughing. I'm like, Jesus, 5 weeks they've been now, cruising.
She's coming again because of that interaction you had with her.
She came right there, let me tell you.
Blue. Wow. Blue. Did you see the clip from episode 35? I posted us? Yeah. I'm sorry. From volume 35 of the Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast, when it was called Talking Dicks before we added Comedy Podcast. I posted it. I think yesterday.
Posted it on Facebook?
Yeah, it was the old format. In my living room, you're on my big 52-inch screen, and I was doing all kinds of editing. We were talking about Longmire, how I was getting death threats from the fans of Longmire because I said I couldn't get into it after the pilot. And you're a lifelong, you've watched all the seasons, all six.
I'm part of the posse, man. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Longmire, for those who haven't seen it, go watch Longmire. Fucking fantastic. Alfredo had problems with it. I don't know what was going on with you at that point in the pandemic, but you really need to go back and dig into it, man. That is good stuff. But
you know what it is? My wife and I, because of our codependency, we watch everything together. So, and I explained this all in that actual episode. We have two televisions now, but at the time we only had one. My wife doesn't want a television. She doesn't want a television in the bedroom. So we made that clear. We wouldn't have one. So we have the big screen in our living room. Now in my office, I have, because of the pandemic, I have a 37-inch. But, between your phone and we have a desktop, you don't really need another television. So we tend to watch the same programs together. And we both couldn't get past the pilot. I went two episodes.
Yeah, but this is you're a Western guy. You love Westerns.
I love Westerns.
This is a modern film noir Western.
I thought I was going to love it.
Quiet.
You told me to stick with it to three episodes, and then I would fall in love with it. And I didn't get to the third episode.
He doesn't say much. He doesn't have a cell phone. It's 2010 or 2015, whatever it's taking place. No cell phone. He's like the old school throwback sheriff. This guy is fucking great, man. Yes, of course. That. This is why I said you'd love it, but you listened to your wife and you bailed so you could go watch some gay reality shit, and you should have stood up to her and said, hey, listen, lady, we're watching fucking Longmire, and go make me a sandwich.
Dude, we actually had a discussion. I cannot stand up to my wife anymore. This pandemic has a profound effect on the way I handle myself. I'm like, I'm turning into the guy that I said I wouldn't, walking around on my tippy toes and just all that.
Yeah.
And then I let it build up, and then like a pressure cooker, I explode. And then we're good for a couple of weeks. Everything's glorious. But we're in this pattern of I'm trying to, it's a pandemic. I don't want to.
Well, you're not working. You got to get out of the house. Cart. You're a comic. You're a comic. And you're supposed to be leaving the house with a luggage and for going out for a week or two and coming home.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be, some underfoot kind of just the both of you in the house together. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You gotta get moving. Gotta get working.
It's that, you know,
things will be normal again.
The one time, twice we left town since the pandemic. One time I was in Vegas.
Yeah, together. But together.
No. We were separated in Vegas, and it was like I was like, wow, this is what it was like a year and a half ago. No, just for your state of mind and your independence and all that.
Right.
And then the other weekend, we went to Arizona, and we were together at Stir Crazies. Right. And then our local gigs, we do together. We do these wineries. We do these pubs, these outdoor parking lots. We're together a majority of the time. So it's like there's no separation.
Go on the road, make some money, separated. Come back, and have your dominance again.
Come home, squirt, piss in a couple of corners, mark the territory, and then back on a plane.
I mean, Look at you. Look at you. You're taking care of it. You're taking care of a cat now. You're all right. All right. We know what a plane sounds like. Thank you. You're taking care of it.
Hey, folks. This is your captain. Flight attendant is blooming right now. And it's pretty awesome up here because I got it on autopilot.
Right. And you're taking care of a cat. I mean, that's, you know, it's sad. I hate seeing what happened to you. You got a fucking weird haircut. I think the wife might have cut the hair. You're not being honest. Now, about that. You something know, happened.
It's so funny. When
that
my
was
wife,
not a professional.
It was.
That was not a professional. No.
It was. And here's the thing. My
well,
wife
they
actually,
should be shot.
She did a better job. My wife cut my own hair.
That's right. Bad haircut. Whoever did it really should lose their, if they have a license. I don't know what they have to be a hair cutter, but that is really awful. I mean, seriously, that looks like you look like the fourth week of boot camp. You look like you're just coming in about the fourth or fifth week of boot camp. Got a little hair coming back now, and you start to look like yourself. But boy, that is not good, sir. That is not good.
Okay, Ringo.
What kind of a place was this?
Go play
what kind
the
of a
drums.
Place was this?
And write a song called look No.
That's a great song. I don't wanna no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. What place did you go to? Was it a, what do we got? Was it a Supercuts?
It was. It's walking distance.
Go spend some money on a haircut.
What's going
would
on?
You please don't be a
dude. It's going down.
It looks like
my penis is failing here.
Exactly. It looks like your wife was yelling at you and it just started to shrink.
My for those of you that are listening, my microphone is just going down very slowly. Like it's becoming.
This is why you get the Patreon right there. Right That's there. Why you get the Patreon. You can see Alfred's mic just limp as a.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's all this equipment,
big,
all the cheap equipment that I
big
bought on
black
Amazon,
limp.
All the cheap stuff because I didn't want to spend too much. It's all four months later. It's all good. Oh, look at that. Oh, here it is. Yeah. I'm tightening the wrong thing. Hold on.
And it's the same thing with your haircut. Spend a few bucks and get a good haircut. You went cheap and now you look at you. Yeah.
I'm not arguing with you. You're pointing out the obvious and we've covered this multiple times. What do you want me to do?
I know, but
cry? Do you want me to cry? Are you crying? There's no crying on a comedy podcast.
Yeah, squirt a few. Come on.
Hey, sweetness, my love of my life, who I can't wait to go on her own. Can I get a screwdriver or something? My microphone is failing, but not in the bedroom, baby. This one would be, let me see. This is Phillips head, please. Thank you. Downstairs or in the shed? Try the closet shelf downstairs.
This will be good for our ratings. That was some good pod right there. What kind of screwdriver do you need?
All right. Well, she's getting the screwdriver I want the people that are watching on Patreon the video. Although from time to time we will be putting our videos up for the general public to tease them. This is the F is for Family backdrop.
Like to tease. Yeah. And there we go.
And this is my character, my main character. I do a few characters, but that's Anthony Bonfiglio. Right from my stand-up comedy act, I was hired.
Stolen.
It's on loan. My voice is on loan. They do compensate me. But if I did indeed have a writing credit, I would not be talking to you right now. I'll tell you that much.
That microphone will be standing straight up.
All right, honey, if you're having trouble finding it, don't worry about it. I found the silver box.
You found the silver box. Oh, hey now.
All right, don't worry about it. I'm gonna do it like I did before I met you. I'm gonna do it manually by hand.
What's in the silver box? Bring it in. Let's have a
oh, you found the toolbox. I have like a secret agent silver box that looks very high tech. Uh-huh. Mission Impossible 8. You open it up, bump, 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 and it has mini screwdrivers and big ones, and then pliers and scissors.
Oh, it's,
It's like for what detonating a bomb, detonating or dismantling a bomb.
Well, dismantling, I would think, because detonating would
blow me up. Yeah. I often use the wrong word.
And I like to detonate bombs. I get it. Yeah, it's like Bugs Bunny. You can only do that trick once. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know Al Ducharme? Yeah, he detonates bombs. Well, he did it once. That's all you can do it. So, yeah. Hey, speaking of teasing, you're listening to this pod when? Monday, Tuesday, maybe? Monday night, Friday of this week, we have a guest coming on.
We
have a guest.
A returning guest, yes. Actually.
A returning guest, Mr. Pat Godwin will be with us.
Pat is from the Bob and Tom show, which has millions of listeners, and we keep trying to tap into that when he comes on. And he also has a new album or recording coming out, comedy of songs and comedy.
Yes.
And I believe it's called The 800-Pound Gorilla. Is that what it's called?
That's the company. That's the record company that signed them and releasing it, 800-Pound Gorilla. The record is, I forget what it's called, because it was going to be called Slow Dancing with Your Mother. And that was the title. And then he said the artwork came back and it was too creepy because it didn't work. The artwork was just didn't work for Slow Dancing with Your Mother. So he changed the title. So he'll have to fill us in on that. And it's coming out probably next week. So timing wise, it'll be good. Maybe we can get Pat to perform. I don't know. Alfred left this chair now. So if you're there, you go. Alfred is all over the place. He's like it's like baby Alfred here with, you know, he's moving, he's holding things. He can't keep his mic up. But maybe we can get Pat to perform live on the pod. I think a new song. We didn't ask him last time for that.
It's a little much to ask,
but I'm going to ask.
No, you should ask, but you have to ask him in advance so that he has his guitar handy. It wasn't within reach. Handy. It wasn't within reach. And what we ended up doing, we ended up taking a clip with his permission of one of his songs. And that works.
I'll ask in advance, and I'd like him to do, you know, because it's asking a lot. Sometimes you don't want to be like, ugh, I'll do the pod. I don't want to perform, but we'd like you to perform.
It's like having it's like having Dennis Regan on the podcast, and he's a comedian, and he doesn't want to talk about stand-up comedy.
And all we want to talk about is brother anyway. It's not much.
First of all, they're two totally different kinds of styles, and I really enjoy.
Yeah, both very funny, but so Pat will be that's Friday on the podcast. So get ready for that, and again, just rate and review. You know, I mean, join the Patreon, of course. But if you're not joining, if you don't want to, if you want to wait till you can get together the money, that's like I was saying recently, when I wrote a book many years ago, and it was $3.99 on Amazon. $3.99
plagiarism.
$3.99, and I would have many people would email me or text me telling me they planned on buying my book. They planned on it.
Working out. I'm waiting to hear back from my accountant and my wife. And then my kid's tuition is coming up. So we're crunching the numbers, but I think we can swing it. And so we're planning on getting it unless something unforseen event. I don't know. That's never know. You know, I have a deductible on my house. So if the roof caves in, I'm looking at a $500 deductible, and you know, that $3.99 puts a dent in it. So I plan on it, but let's see how it
unfolds. I plan on it. Yeah.
$3.99.
Yeah. And meanwhile, our Patreon, $5, and you can go through the Patreon. I was looking at the other day. We have a million videos on that thing of all our podcasts, almost going all the way back. I don't know if all of them, because some were those vlogs from Facebook, but other videos.
We have over 130 podcasts on there, but we also have 15 episodes of The Two Dicks, which is all on YouTube, by the way. So we have the Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. Shooting,
yeah. And when we start shooting new dicks in 2022, we will have a lot of behind the scenes stuff because we didn't have the Patreon when we were shooting. So we can put a lot of stuff on that, and we'll do some pods from while we're together. We'll put that on Patreon. So a lot of stuff going on Patreon. I would join it. $5. You'll never even know you joined. You'll never feel it for $5. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless you have to save, like my book, $3.99. You have to put together $5. I don't know. Maybe now Alfred, baby Alfred's doing something now with
resistance is futile. We are the Borg.
Well, microphone my, again. I can't get this mic
to, falling?
To stay. Yeah, so I rested on my face. Now it's going over my lips right now. And then it's passing. It's just passing. Little, my lips are okay. Now I can articulate.
I've seen that porno. Oh, okay.
It's on my chin.
And yeah, I've seen that one too.
Sliding down my chin.
All right.
That's the name of my new book, Sliding Down My Chin.
Maybe it's a good place to
it's for the kids.
Wrap it up. Could be.
It's for the kids.
Uh-huh. Sliding down my chin. Mm-hmm. My life in porn and comedy. Alfredo Duchamp. Maybe we wrap it on that one and plug the Godwin appearance on Friday. Joining us on the
Talking Dicks. Godwin this Friday podcast. On the Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. See ya.
Good luck in prison.
Don't forget to review us and rate us. It really helps.
The Talking Dicks became friends at a very young age, and the rest is history.
I'm losing my mind.
Patreon.com/The Two Dicks, which is named after our web series. This is the Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
What?
Done.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
We'll fix it in post, you son of a bitch.
Okay, sure. All
right. Subscribe. Mary.
Go to patreon.com/forwardthe2dicks.
If you shoot me, you won't see a cent of that money. Why?
I think it ends on that. That's beautiful.